you, Brother Jason, for that introduction. I guess he said he needs some preaching today. I guess this will be good practice for when the Bible gets here.
Yeah. That's right.
Turn with me, if you would, to Psalms 136. We've got a little bit of scripture here we're going to read. And appreciate all the songs that have been sung. Appreciate Sister Pat asking me to sing this song. I thought about it. Didn't know if I should or not. Mind of a preacher is a funny thing. And a lot of times we don't get word from the Lord on what we're supposed to preach or the message we're supposed to bring until it's time.
Yep.
And sometimes it won't do any good to study because you just all the words go together and you just can't get nothing. So you have to sit back and say, Lord, I trust you to give me the message that they need.
Amen.
And the thoughts on my heart is in every single one of these verses in this chapter.
So amen.
The only chapter in the book of the Bible that does this.
Yep.
And that is repeat the same words every single verse. In this case, there's 26 of them. Every verse you'll find these words. For his mercy endureth forever.
Amen.
This is one time in the Bible I don't have to say which verse to go to. I just say that it's in every verse.
Yep. Amen.
But the Bible says his mercy endureth forever. That's Psalms 136, and every single verse at the end of that, the psalmist puts a little bookend on the end of every verse, and that is for the Lord's mercy. His mercy endureth forever. And that song that we sung earlier kind of confirmed that this is what direction the Lord wanted to take me tonight. I haven't really been able to study on this, like I said. Sometimes it just comes to me at the spur of a moment. You just got to be ready. The Bible says be instant in season and out of season. Amen.
Yep.
Study to show thyself approved.
Yep.
Amen. Just like when I play guitar, sometimes I don't know what song I'm going to sing, but all the practice at home, amen, helps for when I'm called to sing a song. All that practice helps me to do the real thing.
Yeah.
When it's time to play a song. The same thing when you study the Bible, all that studying and meditating helps you whenever the Lord calls on you to say a word for the people that need to hear it. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible says here that his mercy endureth forever. He says a couple different times in the first verse there. He says in the very last verse, maybe a little bit on down a little further, it might say it again, but he says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. He says it in verse 1. He says it also in verse 26. Give thanks to the God of heaven. He says that in verse 2 and 3. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords.
Amen.
Amen. This is a man who is pondering, no doubt, on the mercies of God and of his loving kindness. Amen. To which he showed him. Now, he had 135 other psalms. Amen. Worth of experience to be able to say, you know what, without a shadow of doubt, I can say that the Lord's mercy endures forever.
Yeah, amen.
Hey, he said in Psalm 37 over there that I was once young. Hey, and now I'm old and I've never seen the righteous forsaken.
That's right.
Nor his seed begging bread.
That's right. Amen.
Said in Psalm 34 today talks about how the Lord, amen, the righteous man falls into trouble and the Lord delivers him out of them all.
Yep.
Amen. He said that many times in Psalm 34. Many different places in the Psalm. We find in Psalm 23. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen.
Yep.
He talks about all the things the Lord's done for him. Hey, and we come to Psalm 136. And without a doubt, he knows in his mind, in his heart, he can say with every single verse that's within him, hey, the Lord's mercy endures forever.
Yes, it does. Amen.
I'm glad we have a God whose mercy endures forever. I'm
Amen.
Glad we have a Savior that came to this heaven, that came to this earth, amen, and shed his robe of glory, came down to this earth and became likeness of flesh and became sin for them.
Yep.
Amen. He didn't know any sin, but he came sin for us so we might be able to inherit the righteousness of God
Amen.
In him. Amen.
Yep.
I'm glad for a Savior that has that kind of mercy. Amen.
Yep.
Hey, you couldn't find just about anybody in the world today that would be able to say that he could give his life. Amen. For somebody he didn't even know. Sometimes you can't even get them anybody. Hey, to say that they'd give their life for a loved one, much less a stranger. Amen. But the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, hey, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, hey, but have everlasting
That's
life.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God loved the world.
Yep.
Amen. The Bible says also in John that he came into his own and his own received him not.
That's right.
God loved the world that he knew would not receive him. Amen. From the minute he came and was born on this earth, amen, there was all kinds of trouble. Hey, that the man tried to get rid of the Lord. Lord here on earth. Hey, we find Herod tried to kill all the male children from 2 years and under. Hey, man, when Jesus was born, they had to flee down. Hey, man, they had to leave one place and flee. I think it was Bethlehem. Hey, because this world did not want the Christ, did not want the Savior. Hey, man, the devil doesn't want the Savior, hey, man, to succeed. Hey, man, and from the very beginning of time, we find that the devil's doing everything he can to destroy the church and destroy the witness of Christ.
Yes, he is.
Amen, but there's nothing he won't destroy. Amen, the mercy of God. Amen.
That's right.
The song we sung about. Amen, I'm glad today God's mercy still endures today.
Yep.
Amen, even some 2,000 years since he went and bled and died on the cross. Hey, man, that story is true. Hey, man, a lot of times we hear it like it's a fictional character, like a storybook, but I tell you what, that really happened.
Yep.
We have accounts in the Bible and in history, amen, that talk of Jesus as a living person. Amen, that talk about him as he roamed the earth. Amen, as he went on the scene doing his ministry, fulfilling his Father's will. Amen, in 1 Corinthians 15, it talks about how when he was resurrected, he was seen at one time above 500 brethren at one time.
Yep.
Amen. Don't tell me that Jesus is a figment of our imagination.
No.
He lived, he breathed, he died. Amen.
Yep.
He rose again. Amen. On that third day we just sung about. Why?
Amen.
Because God's mercy endures forever.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
That's it. Amen.
It endured. God's mercy is up to date. Amen. You don't need God's mercy 2.0. You don't need God's mercy, version 6,000, whatever. Every new, seems like every few weeks, we have a new version of some kind of technology. We've got iPhone 6, iPhone 7, iPhone 20. I don't know how long it's going to be before it gets there. Hey, but we got everything else under the sun. We can't have, we're never satisfied. Hey, we always got to have the next greatest and the latest thing. But God's mercy endures forever.
Yeah,
it don't need an upgrade, amen.
Nope.
It don't need a virus protection. It don't need all that funny, fancy stuff that's going to perish anyway. God's mercy is able to cleanse from all sin.
Yep. Amen.
We got these virus controls on your computer. They're supposed to clean them off. Amen. I'm glad the Christ came and he offered his blood, and that's able to clean from every spot and blemish.
That's right, amen.
Every virus that sin can throw at you. Hey, man, God has already taken that into account. Hey, he came down on this earth in the form of a man. Amen. It paid the awful price for me and you that we could inherit eternal life.
That's right. Amen. Yes, he did.
God's mercy is up to date.
Amen.
They have a bulletin, a little billboard on our churches going the door where I go to church at. And the pastor's daughter changes that once a month. And this month it says something along the lines of, amen, God's word is relevant for today. It's even more relevant, amen, than to tomorrow's newspaper. Hey, she's got a little old rugged Bible there attached to that. Amen, that is so true that God's, the word of God is relevant today.
Yep.
Hey, you can read stuff in this word and, amen, sometimes see it in a newspaper tomorrow. Amen, before, amen, the newspaper ever thought of printing the tabloids and ever thought of printing the headlines. Hey, man, Jesus predicted there'd be wars and rumors of wars. Hey, he said that the love of many shall wax cold. Hey, because iniquity shall abound.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that word iniquity means sin. It means lawlessness. Hey, man, we find today that, hey, no matter how many policemen are on patrol, there's still somebody on every street corner, seems like, getting away with murdering somebody else. Hey, you can't open the newspaper without somebody being murdered in Nashville or sometimes even in your own neighborhood. But I tell you what, amidst all that, God's mercy is still reigns supreme.
Amen.
Hey, it's still able to save, it's still able to deliver.
Amen.
Hey, man, the worst drunkard on the street. Hey, man, the worst person you could ever imagine. The worst drug dealer that you ever find, the worst prisoner that's ever went down death row. God's mercy is still able to deliver. Hey, man, he's still able to endure to that today.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Paul said, amen, that God came into the world to save sinners.
Yeah.
Of whom I am chief.
That's right. Amen.
Paul believed himself to be chiefest of sinners.
Yep.
Jason.
Yep.
He did. Amen. He stood at he was a witness to Stephen's murder as they stoned him to death there before he became a disciple of the Lord, an apostle. Amen. He was a witness to that. He actually drug people out of their homes. Amen. To drag them to the council of the high priest and the Sanhedrin courts over there, if you'll study about that. He would take those people and he would drag them, amen, to the courts to be judged. Amen, that they was just trying to do away with the law of Moses, when really Jesus Christ came to establish and to fulfill that law in himself and in his sacrifice.
Yeah.
I can't remember the word it used, but you'll find it over in Acts, I think, chapter 9, maybe even chapter 8. Seems like it was the word hail, H-A-I-L or H-A-L-E, something like that. Seems like it started with an H. But when you look at what that word means, it's Paul said he would hail the people out of their homes. And that word literally means drag.
Yeah.
If you look that up. But we find that Paul was that kind of man, but hey, Paul was still able to say that God came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am.
That's right.
Amen. You seen a change there, my friend.
Amen.
Amen. One of the best signs you could ever find if somebody's been born again. Hey, if somebody's really got the true salvation, the real thing. Amen. There'll be a change in that person. Amen. There'll be a change in their talk.
Yep.
There'll be a change in their walk.
Yep.
There'll be a change in who they love. Amen. The Bible says we know that we passed into death, from death into life, because we love the brethren.
That's right.
Amen. People you used to hate, you now love. Amen. Because God took that old stony heart out.
Yep.
Hey, refashioned it and put a brand new heart of flesh inside. Hey, it didn't even leave a scar.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
You love the brethren.
Yep.
Amen. You've been changed.
That's right.
The Bible talks about being a new creature.
Amen.
Old things are passed away. All those things are gone. People worry to death about how much they got to give up. Hey, boy, I tell you what, think about how much the Lord had to give up.
Yep.
And when he come here to this earth, he had to take it all away, strip all of his glory away and leave it in heaven and come here to the earth. Hey, and endure the pain and suffering such as never been known before.
That's right. Amen, Eric.
Not any ordinary person could endure the hell.
No, they could.
Amen. Hey, God, he was still God when he was Jesus. He was 100% God. He was 100% man.
Yep.
You say that ain't possible. Yeah, all things possible with God.
Amen.
Amen. All things possible with God.
That's right. Amen.
Turn with me, if you will, if you got your Bible, to 1 John chapter 1.
Bless them, Lord.
Amen. Every Christian needs to read this book.
Bless them, Lord.
Now, this book here talks about the little children. And John has taken some people under his wings, some new converts. And he calls them his little children. This is a wonderful book for new converts, for people that have just been born again, to learn about God and about His mercy that endures forever. 1 John chapter 1 says in verse 6, if we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth.
Yep.
But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Amen. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, here's that mercy. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our
sins. That's right. Amen.
And, if that wasn't good enough, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
That's right. Amen.
If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us.
That's right.
Let's go on down to the next verse here in chapter 2. My little children, there's that word again. These things I write unto you that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And He is a propitiation for our sins, not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world.
Yeah, amen. That's right.
Christ came.
Yep.
Listen to this, friend. Christ came to die even for those He knew would reject Him.
Yep.
Christ came to die even for those He knew would reject Him. For those He knew would spit on Him, mock Him, scorn Him.
Yep.
After all that was done, He rose from the dead, went back into heaven. For those that He knew in the last days, amen, would be scoffers. The last days they'd be men, amen, who would love their own selves more than they'd be lovers of God.
Yeah.
Amen. For those who mocked and scorned that ever since we've heard this Jesus, we've heard that Jesus is coming back and we don't believe it, but it didn't happen then, it ain't going to happen now, or so and so. Those that didn't believe the flood don't believe that Christ is going to return. Amen. He came to die for every single person on this earth. The whole world. Even though He knew that there'd be some that would reject Him.
Yep.
Would have nothing to do with Him. Wouldn't want salvation. Don't really realize the depths of a place called hell. Brother Frank Bledsoe preached the other night at Revival. Amen. A place of torment, a place of, that you, there's no escape from. Yeah. Amen. God has given us every opportunity on this side of eternity to escape that awful place called hell.
Yes, He has.
Amen. I'm glad that I don't have to go there.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen. I'm glad that God's mercy endures forever.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. I'm glad that His mercy endures so much.
Yep.
Amen. That I can still today get down on an old-fashioned altar and say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Amen. Just because I'm a preacher don't make me perfect, Brother Jason. Hey, I'm still in this flesh just like everybody else. Hey, and sometimes I have to go where that altar at and say, Lord, amen, I fell before You and I need Your forgiveness and that enduring mercy that endures forever.
Yeah, amen.
It's wonderful to say it. If we confess our sins, amen, He is faithful and just
to
forgive us our sins.
Yes, He is. Amen.
There's another place in the Bible that says we walk by faith and not by sight. A lot of people have problems, especially in the day that we live today, where sometimes it's hard to feel the Spirit of the Lord because of the principalities and the powers in the air of evil things because of the devil. A lot of times it's hard to feel the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have to walk by faith. People worry today because they can't feel the Lord, that they wonder if they got saved. And the devil try to trip you up. If you really did, the devil will try to trip you up and say, you didn't get saved.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep.
Sometimes you get to worry about that. But I tell you, if the devil's been asking you those kind of questions, amen, he's been on your case, chances are you did get something.
Yep.
Amen, you might have to come back and rekindle that flame a little bit. Might have to come back and say, Lord, You reveal to me. Bible talks about the devil being a liar.
Yep.
Amen, and the father of liars.
Yep. Amen.
Amen, we're not to listen to him. Sometimes it's hard to distinguish, amen, because of the things that go in life, because of the things that we allow to set in. Hey, because we're not having communication on a regular basis with the Lord, sometimes it's hard to hear the voice of the Lord.
Yeah.
As the Bible says, if we'll just walk by faith,
yep,
amen, on what the Bible says, and trust what He says, not trust our feelings. We don't live by feelings, we live by faith.
That's right, amen.
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just.
Yep.
Give us our sins.
Amen.
And cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. We find in Romans, amen, chapter 10, amen, one of the greatest passages on salvation there is in the Word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 8 says, But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach.
Yeah, amen.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Amen.
You know, I begin to look at that verse in verse 8 there. What saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. And I begin to ponder on that. I know it's quoting the scripture, I think, from Deuteronomy. But you think about it. Some people, hey, amen, walk out of the church house, amen, walk out of the building of God, walk out of the opportunity that God has placed before them.
Yep.
All because of their tongue.
Yep.
Amen. Confession, the Bible said, is made to salvation. Some people are too afraid to say, Jesus, heal me. Jesus, forgive me. And confess your sins.
Yeah.
And then when they get up off the altar to say, the Lord's done something for me.
Amen.
Amen. Yep. I feel like the Lord saved me.
Yep.
Some people are too afraid to do that. They're just one little issue. God said it's already there in your mouth if you'll just let it out.
Yep.
Amen. The word is nigh thee in thy mouth. That word of faith. That faith is professing Christ as Lord in your life. Some people walk out of those doors and never enter again because of their tongue, because they are too afraid to praise the Lord, to worship Him. Amen. His mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad for His mercy enduring forever. I'm glad the psalmist David was confident enough to be able to say on every single verse of that scripture in Psalms 136 that the Lord's mercy endureth forever. I'm going to read just a few of those verses here. And as I do, I'm going to ask you to search your heart. We're about to come to a close. I tell you what, I want you to notice this and see if the Lord's mercy isn't enduring forever in your own life. I'm sure that you can find times in your life where you thought you should have been dead. Times in your life where you thought that you should have been fallen by the wayside, that you should have been defeated. But God's mercy somehow or another shone through those dark clouds.
Yep.
And the silver lining appeared, and God's mercy was right there. There's an old poem that talks about the footprints in the sand. I'm sure everybody here is familiar with it. The man was walking on the beach, and he was walking on the beach one day with Jesus Christ, and he'd gone down just a little bit further, and after a little while, he began to look back, and all he could see was one set of footprints. And he asked the Lord, he said, "Lord, you said you'd never leave me, forsake me. You said you'd always be with me. But I found that it was in the hardest of times that I went through, the worst of times, when I felt so defeated and so alone that I only saw one set of footprints. Lord, tell me, why did you leave me when I need you the most?"
Yeah.
Jesus looked at him as calm as he does, the wonderful great shepherd.
Yeah.
And he says, "My child, it was those times, amen, that I was with you the strongest. Amen, I carried you through those rough times. Those footprints that you saw were not your own, but they were mine.
Yep.
I was the one carrying you all along."
Amen.
Amen. And David knew he was the one that was carrying him in all the valleys that he went through. Hey, he said it here in Psalms 136. Let's go down to verse 4. He talks about the things that God had done. "To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever." Verse 6. "To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who made the great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever." And on and on and on.
Amen.
The psalmist David talks about God's mercy endureth forever.
Amen.
As we read it like this, it kind of seems odd that they would have so many repetitions. But really, a song is a song. That's what these were meant to represent. That's what these were written as, is songs. David played a harp. He played an instrument of 10 strings.
Yeah.
And David's psalms here were written in song form. So we go to, a lot of times we have a chorus, "Because of me, my Savior died on the cross, was crucified."
Yeah.
And we repeat that. That's the chorus.
Amen.
I hear the chorus for this song is, "His mercy endureth forever."
Amen.
Amen. I don't know if I'd ever get tired of hearing that the Lord's mercy endureth forever.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad that the Bible lists it, amen, 26 times to remind me.
That's all right.
Amen. That the Lord's mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad that when I'm down in the valley and low, and I'm feeling weak and I'm feeling tired, and there's been all kinds of things that happened to me in a certain day or a certain part of the week, amen, that I can look back at the old Word of God and read its pages and see where God did in fact part the Red Sea. Amen. Did in fact create the greater light to rule over the lesser night light. Did in fact create the world. Did in fact stretch out the heavens.
Yep.
Hey, and did in fact send His Son to die on Calvary for me and you.
Yes, He did.
Because His mercy endured forever, as we stand.
Amen.
I'll ask somebody to get a song of invitation.